What's up? It's your boy KFC. About, I don't know what, five and a half years ago at this point, me and Feidelberg started a podcast. And everybody was down with it. Everybody supported the cause. That's like what the guys at Movement Watches did. Just a couple dudes got together, decided they wanted to make watches and sling them. And they are changing the game. They are changing the entire watch industry. They're just like us. It's just like the way Barstool was like an organic grassroots sort of thing, except they did it with the watch game. MVMT watches, they look great. They feel great. They're high quality. They perform well. They should go for $500. $600,000 if there were other brands and department stores. MVMT, they started just $95. They got the leather bands. They got the metal bands. They got dark, light. They got all different color faces, all different styles. They're all looking sharp. Over 1 million watches have been sold in over 160 countries. John, I didn't even know there was 160 countries.
I didn't know that either.
There's probably realistically about 50 countries that really need watches.
Too high.
25?
25, I'll give it.
Like, yeah. If we're going 160, that means there's, like, really Movement Watches. You're selling, like, watches in Africa.
Yeah, like, time doesn't matter. In spot,
they use the sun still. They're not like, yo, let me get that black-on-black, the monochromatic, you know, gunmetal band. No, they're just like, I'm going to look at the sun.
It just doesn't even matter. The sun, it's just whatever time of day it is, it sucks. So who cares what time it is?
They're like, it's morning, it's night, it's hot. We don't have clean water. doesn't really matter what's on their wrist. All the developed countries, though, they got the Movement Watches rocking. Go to MVMTwatches.com/KFC. You're going to get 15% off your whole order. You're going to get free shipping and free returns if you don't like anything. That's MVMTwatches.com/KFC. What's up? It's another edition. Another first episode here this week of KFC Radio. Me and your boy Feidelberg, alongside super producer BC. And Norwegian Tom. That's your new name, by the way.
Is that what it is?
Norwegian Tom.
Why?
We give him a mic. You look like you're Norwegian.
I got that a lot more when I was a kid because I was like way more blonde and the blue eyes like really stuck out.
What are you?
I have like zero of that. I'm like Irish and Italian.
Well, no, you're not. You're Norwegian.
I mean, I'll take it. Like, it's definitely better than just being like, yeah, Irish, Italian.
Yeah, I would love to be like, I'm Norwegian.
Yeah.
That's some shit.
That's like Sidney Esiason and Matt Meyer.
Yes.
They're Norwegian.
Exactly.
They're
Norwegian. Boomer, no, Gunner, that. And Sidney are Norwegian. So that's Tom. He's been doing a lot of our behind-the-scenes stuff, all of our editing and all that kind of stuff. So latest member of the KFC Radio gang. We gotta start today with what was one of my favorite stories in a long time that broke last Friday. The Firefest disaster, literally a disaster relief effort in the Bahamas with the Ja Rule Blink 182 music festival that was supposed to be a high-end luxury event, $12,000 a ticket, and instead turned into a legit refugee situation where the U.S. Embassy was being called because it was such a fucking nightmare.
I think these people are all fucking pussies.
I kind of am with you a little bit. My first angle with this story was like, good. The fucking prissy, rich, preppy white kids who can drop $10,000, $12,000 on a ticket are going down to the Bahamas and it totally backfired. Good.
I don't think good because of that, because you're also one of those people.
True.
Right. So like I don't wish harm upon my own kind.
Fact.
And I'm real into tribalism and rich, prissy white kids. That's my tribe.
We gotta stick together.
Yeah, that's us. And so I'm not happy that they're miserable. I just think they're pussies for not making it a good time.
Well,
like you know how you have desert island conversations? Like what would you bring to a desert island?
Right, they had that.
I'd bring some of my buddies, a phone and alcohol. You had all that. Make it fun. If you can't make that a party, then fuck you.
I've been to the Bahamas. I've done. Now, granted, I had a hotel, and it was, you know, there was shelter. But there were times where we were just, like, blacked out on the beach, and there was, like, stray dogs running around, and we just, like, laid there and, like, smoked weed as, like, the sun came up and shit. It was, like, that was awesome. Just do that for a couple days.
I was not on this particular island, but they were in Grand Exuma. And I used to go to Harbor Island all the time, and the Exuma is the airport you fly into. I got wasted one night, and I just chased fucking roosters. That's what I did. I did it until like 4 in the morning. I got wasted at this bar called Vickham's, and there are only 2 bars on the island in Harbor Island, and there's not much to do, right?
Apparently, one of the main attractions is chasing roosters.
I was hammered drunk chasing roosters. Time of my goddamn life. I had so much fun. I'm running through bushes, running around the beach. I slept on the beach that night. I chased roosters. I was naked, by the way. Don't know why, but I was naked chasing these roosters. I was like 15 years old with braces, wasted chasing roosters.
What?
If I can make that a good time, then you should be able to make that a good time in Grand Exuma with fucking Instagram bikini models there. Make it fun.
I'm about that.
Right?
I love that whole rant right there. I co-signed the whole fucking thing.
And you know what inspired
me? You're not there for like a month. You're there for a couple days. Rough it. Enjoy it.
Everyone else being whiny little bitches would just inspire me more. I'd be like, fuck it. My tent is going to be dope.
Yeah.
I'd put my iPhone in like a bowl or like a cup. You know how they do that?
Great move.
To make
it works.
Speaker.
It works, by the way.
I'd be out there fucking rocking out, dumping tequila down my throat with Instagram bikini models being like, this is the best party ever. It would be like when Michael Scott has the party in room 232 right by the elevator to get a lot of foot traffic. That's what I'd do. I'd be in there just
plop that shit right at the end of the runway, get my FEMA tent popping,
yeah,
and everybody come through.
I had the techno strobe lights going, but da 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 da. I think I just went into Brass Bonanza instinctively. I think that was my song.
That's your go-to?
I went to a techno version of Brass Bonanza. That just kind of came out.
Whatever, man. It sounds like a popping
party
to me.
Yeah, that's a fucking jam.
Yo, do you want to know what I did this weekend? I fucking pulled ivy off the side of my fucking house. I went to gymnastics with my kid. We've talked about it. I do enjoy it, but I'd really rather not be there. I spent time with my mother-in-law. All that. Way worse than being in a fucking tent in the Bahamas. I don't care what the circumstances were. I don't care how you were roughing it. Things could be a lot worse, kids.
Yeah, go walk to the water. You're on an island. Go walk to the fucking water. Bring a bottle of tequila and an Instagram model and have yourself a weekend.
Seriously, I would kill for that right now. What? No contact with the world. No nothing. Just you, booze, and the only way to entertain yourself is listen to music and have sex.
Oh,
what's wrong with that?
What hardship we're suffering now. Get out of my
tweeting
face.
The U.S. Embassy. Send help. Send help. Send me. Yeah. Send me over there.
Send help. Get everyone else here out of here. And I'm still good, though. Like
I might just stay here permanently.
I would be like they. I think they did send in like the National Guard, but they
like
sent
a SWAT team. Of
I think
some
they
sort,
sent
yeah.
in someone to help them. I'd be like, no. I got 48 hours left on this fucking island.
I paid $12,000.
Send a plane back a little bit. I'll be sleeping on the beach. I'd like bring someone else's tent who left. I'd just fold that up, use it as a pillow, and I'd be like, leave me alone. Come get me on Sunday.
And honestly, but people, here's the real issue. If you paid $12,000, that's the problem. Because people were like, the tents were what the same thing that FEMA uses during disaster situations. Well, those are probably some pretty fucking banging tents then.
Sweet ass
tent.
Now,
if you paid for like a luxury cabana, I could understand that. But if you were to tell me I was to have the best tent in the world on a Jamaican, on a Bahamian beach with booze and chicks, I'd be like, that sounds fun to me.
Sounds awesome.
I'm good. For like 2 days.
Yeah. It's just a weekend.
Right.
It's literally a weekend getaway. We talk about that stuff all the time, how like, oh, I'd love to not have a phone.
Right.
Well, like, I don't have electricity here. My phone died, so I don't have a phone.
Throw it back, man. It's just you, your movement watch, the sun.
Just get
drunk. That's the only way you even know what time it is.
Just get drunk on the beach with Instagram models like your forefathers did.
Now, the Instagram models had to hightail it out of there, right? They had to be like, we're getting the fuck out.
I assume once the natives grew restless and people were burning down FEMA tents,
yeah.
Bella Hadid was like, I've had enough of this.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all set. Thanks, Ja Rule. Where's Ja? I think my favorite thought, though, and like I know, yes, we're like the rich white people, but the people who are like saying they spent their last dollars on this, they're just fucking assholes. They're idiots. The kids who went down there who were clearly spoiled and shit, and then like these quote unquote security guards just like beat them up and steal their passports. That's fucking a great
what a
image.
Savage move.
That's a great image because there's really no reason to steal someone's passport other
no.
than spite, right?
Apparently, dude. Right. So here's a little insight.
Okay,
into
like sell them for the.
I had a fake passport. Like for fake ID when I was growing up. So when I was like 18.
Why'd you go that route instead of a license?
I didn't like intentionally go that route. I dated a girl and her older sister dated a guy who looked like me and she just took his passport and gave it to me. Real fucked up situation.
Yeah.
But I wanted the drink so I ignored it all.
Got it.
Right?
As you should.
So I here's the best part of all that was like, if you have a fake passport, people really don't question it.
Yeah, well, like, listen, when you're a bouncer, you know what to look for on a license. You don't know what the fuck to look for on a passport.
When I was at FSU, I was at this bar called Ken's, and it's like the only 21-plus bar in Tallahassee, at least it was at the time. And it got raided.
Wait, what?
It was like the only 21-plus bar in Tallahassee. Everyone else was 18-plus.
The bars were?
Yeah.
And in America?
In Tallahassee.
In like the 1900s?
Yep. You just get an X on your hand and you wipe that off and drink. But so Ken's, I went to Ken's and it got raided by the FBI one night. And I had like the perfect drunkenness where I was like, they came in and I was worried. I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? And I had a drink in my hand and like out of a movie, I chugged the beer. And then that just gave me the confidence. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give him a passport. Let's see what happens.
Oh, you gave,
so
a,
I gave
a,
an
a
FBI
fake passport
agent,
to the FBI.
A passport. And he's sitting there looking at it and looking at me and looking at it. In my head, I'm like, oh, God damn. Like, if this backfires, it was, you know,
you're going to jail.
I'm going to Guantanamo.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah.
He's a terrorist with a fake passport. He's out of here.
Right.
And then there was a ruckus at the other side of the bar.
The best.
So he kind of just threw it at me and ran to the other thing. And
thank
I was like,
God for that, dude.
But I felt like a king after that. Like, when you get through the passport. But the reason I bring this up, I was in Orlando. I was at a party at Rollins College, and they are big into drugs there. Into white people drugs.
They?
Yes. And someone was like, dude, my buddy's a dealer. Like, they pay big money for fake passports. Like, or for passports. Like, you have
to,
one
like,
that's not
shit
yours.
In
like,
stuff?
You want to sell it for 10 grand?
Oh, okay. Okay.
And that's where, for the first time ever, I had a conscience with this person's fake ID. And I was like, I can't really get this random kid mixed up into the drug. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I think you're a better man than I am.
Yeah, 10 grand's a lot of
money. That's
fucking,
a lot of money, especially at that time,
dude,
that period.
As a college kid, 200 bucks is
right.
a lot of money.
You would be like a millionaire.
Yeah.
If you have $10,000 in college, you're a millionaire.
It honestly might have been more than 10 grand. It was like a lot of money I got offered.
Be like, sorry, John Smith. Like,
but
you're in the drug game now, bro.
I also just knew like that entailed me like going to meet someone to hand me a briefcase of cash. And
yeah.
I don't know if I was prepared for
also,
that. I
like,
still don't think
the same dudes who are doing that are probably like trafficking like white boys around the world. Like,
yeah.
You'd be fucking bag over the head. You're gone,
they
too.
They just take my passport, shoot me in the
yeah,
head.
Yeah, it's like, we don't need to pay this guy anything. We're just going to kill him.
Yeah.
So now, and the latest now is that Ja Rule and the company are going to be sued for $100 million. I don't know who's going to pay that or how the money comes out, but everyone needs to stop being a pussy.
Stop. Just knock it off. And like, even the food down there, the food looked fine. It's grilled cheese sandwiches. Eat
dude, again, I've done spring break in the Bahamas. It wasn't good. All-inclusive food. It was like hockey puck burgers and shit.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
That's a good point.
I actually remember eating grilled cheeses being like, this is the best they have to offer because it's like just standard, you know?
I did an all-inclusive cruise once. First and only cruise ever. Never do it again. And yeah, the drinks,
you know what
the
you're
drinks
getting into.
Came in like little spit cups.
Yeah.
Like the dentist
watered
size.
Down like fuck. Yeah. And this is why, and this is what it all comes back to. If you think that you're going to go down to the Bahamas after spending 10 grand and get like this high class luxury fucking experience. You know, like if this was in like Turks and Caicos or something like that, I don't know, where like it's a little bit fancier, I could maybe see, you know, you're going to get that.
I don't
Bahamas
know
ain't shit, man.
Dude, 10 grand ain't really shit for a luxury
yeah, that's
vacation.
True. That's true.
Right?
Right. Like, why would you be getting all these? Why would you be getting a private cabana
that was
on the beach?
That was like including like flights and stuff.
Right.
Like
that's
10 grand for like a flight, a round trip flight to the Bahamas, like 800 bucks. You got 200 bucks left.
No, John, that's
nope,
1,
I'm sorry. Matt, listen here. Listen here. I never claimed to be a numbers guy.
Off by a zero there, but you're right that, listen, you can do a diesel vacation for 10 grand, but to be
really
getting all this shit, I mean, it's not. You fucked that one up.
I fucked that up. I'm actually on the other side. Now that numbers are being explained to me, I'm on the other side. You should be, if you got another 10 grand to spare, you should be able to find out some money there.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, though, and that's where I ended up getting into the Bahamians. I really had no intention of blaming the Bahamas for this.
And you didn't. Your initial tweet didn't at all.
I just, yeah, I don't even know what my initial tweet was, but it was the Bahamas was not pleased. I have not seen wrath like that on Twitter since the Honduras fiasco.
That was a long time ago, too.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while. Like, and people always kind of, and the Jews. I always get into it with the Jews.
Yeah,
but that's just like a
well, you're an
thing.
Anti-Semite, so
that comes. It's just bound to happen when you don't like them. But the Bahamians were coming at me. They were using their weird slang. And I don't want to have a problem with the Bahamas, but guess what? You're X'd. You're done. You're off the fucking list. I want to go to the Atlantis. I want to go down that big-ass slide. I want to take Shay there. Guess what? Not coming anymore.
The Bahamas, that's a big one to cross off.
I'm not really going to cross off. Okay. I'll
probably
go there.
They're
probably but for
there.
Right now, they're fucking off the list, man. I mean, put it this way, though. I know what I'm getting into when I go to the Bahamas.
The Bahamas are, yeah, everyone does think about it like Atlantis and all that, just because it is.
No.
It's really like the focal point of the island. Like
right.
When you see a picture of the Bahamas, it's just that Atlantis
Yeah, and the couple hotels around it.
Dude, I went to the Bahamas fairly recently. It's actually on that cruise.
You stray, and it's no joke.
Yo, so I got off. My friend was dressed like such an asshole. Dressed like such
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. Coming from you, that means
a
lot.
Yeah, no, but he was dressed like a fucking grandfather in Lily Pulitzer. So he had like a Madras pastel polo on with fucking like khaki shorts. It was just he looked like a real piece of shit. And so we get off the cruise ship, and there's tons of taxis and whatnot. And this guy comes up to us, and he's like, to him, because he looks like an asshole. And he goes, "Hey, man, you look like you want a special ride." He was Jamaican. That's kind of my only... If you're Caribbean, you're Jamaican.
You're good.
"You look like you want a special ride." And we're like...
I can't wait for this to be Irish by the end of it,
by
the way.
We're like, "What do you mean, man? Like, what do you mean?" He's like, "You know a special ride." We're like, "Drugs?" He's like, "Yeah, man." Like, yeah, we're going with him. So he, like a dad pulling two kids... like through a crowd, because it was tons of people coming off of cruise with tons of cabbies trying to get these people, and he's just got us both by the hands, dragging us behind him. Like, come on, he's like, "These are my customers, right?" And we get into the cab, and we start going through like the ghetto of the Bahamas, which I'd never been to, experiencing culture, as I like to say it. We're experiencing culture. And he's telling us, he's like, "Hey, man, you tell your friends you've been over the hill in the Bahamas, in Nassau." I'm like, "What does that mean?" He's like, "Ho, when you've been over the hill, you've seen the bad stuff." We're like, "Oh, okay." So we pull up. He gets out of the car, gets $200 from us, and he's like, "You stay here. I'll be right back." And we're just sitting.
It's getting a little Irish, by the way.
Sitting in the car, right? He cracks the windows for us like we're
like dogs.
Like we're dogs. Just puts a little crack in the windows, and, you know, like a fist size. And we're sitting there. For like 40 minutes now.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, this guy's just gonna wait us out until we die in this car.
That's it. This is how we're gonna die.
And then we see these three dudes coming towards us. And we're like, oh boy, this is gonna get bad. And they're just like walking around the car like predators, kind of just like
sharks circling.
Right? Just like staring at us. And we're like, fuck, these guys are just gonna beat us up. This is a shitty start to the trip over the hill. And
we should have not gone over the hill.
And they rap on the window. And we're like, kind of just like poking out the top. Like, "Hey, can I help you? Hey, what's going on?" Like, "Hey, you boys want a click?" And they had beers. And they just gave us a bunch of beers. Nicest fucking guys in the world. And the guy comes out of the...
Here's your drugs.
Bar with our drugs. brings us to Atlantis, where we were staying. Brings us to Atlantis. Gives us a breakdown of where all the cameras are and where not to do drugs in Atlantis.
Hey.
It ended up being the best fucking trip ever.
The Bahamas ain't so bad,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, listen, they were
all the dilapidated buildings and the stray dogs
and the, you know, the homeless people.
The pacing that the men took around the car. I was like, oh, man, this is going to suck. Ended up being a great fucking trip.
Who gives out beers like that? Who circles around a car a couple times? Just give me the fucking beer, you weirdos.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, but you could have done this a lot more less ominous.
Look,
thanks.
No beer is better than the one I should have just died beer. And when you think...
That's the tastiest, coldest beer you've ever had.
When you think you're about to be murdered over the hill in Nassau, and someone gives you a click, what a couple swell pals.
They said that everyone kept coming at me saying that tourism is their only source of money. That's why. Hospitality like that.
Yeah, great guys.
So, I don't know. We'll give them a mulligan
on
the Firefest.
I'm sure they're listening to the podcast. Shout out to them.
Yeah, right, because they've got all the electricity and all that kind of stuff that they need. Get out of here. We'll give the Bahamas a mulligan on Firefest, and we'll give it a shot. I'm telling you right now, I'll go out to the Bahamas right now and just live in a tent for a couple days.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, and when I say a couple days, maybe like the rest of my life.
I was going to say, I might not.
Like, I can be castaway.
It's one of those things. Like, Firefest is don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'll go down there and you'll regret it because you'll never see me again. Like, this is the best. I'm on the beach.
The flip side of Firefest life is married life, and
that's your life.
That's my life. It's also there was one fella who thought that was going to be his life at Fenway Park in Boston. Tries to propose to his girlfriend in public at the game, and she hits him with the dikembe. We've talked about this many times on this show, but this one was particularly bad. The crowd begins to chant, "Just say yes." It was as awkward and uncomfortable as it gets. I'm going to say this again for the millionth time, and I'm going to say this every single time this topic comes up. If you are going to propose to a girl, you have to absolutely know with 1 trillion percent certainty that she's going to say yes. There's no other scenario. Don't worry about surprising them. Don't worry about being cute. Don't worry about any of that bullshit. Be like, yo, if I propose to you at some point, are you going to say yes? Do a pre-proposal because you might get the no there. You said it best in your blog, John. That dude needs to fucking turn around, walk away, and never talk to that girl again. Never see that girl again. He might need to hire someone to have that girl killed.
Can you imagine, of all the things you fight over?
Oh, he's standing up.
No, this actually isn't getting me a rant because I'm getting hot, so I think I'm going to, I don't know.
Let it rip.
More warm air. Of all the stupid shit you fight with your girlfriend, of any fight that's like, okay, this one's not worth having, it's the she decided she doesn't want to be with me forever. The decision's been made.
Yo, that's the best fight ever to
how
lose.
How can you conjure
up... I'll lose that
up,
fight right fucking now.
How can you conjure up any passion for that? Like, she just told you she's got none for you. Why do you have any passion? Be like, all right, well, this is it. There's nothing to talk about anymore. It's like, you know, they always say, you know, be careful with the first I love you, because if you don't get it back, then the relationship's over.
Yep, right? It's a wrap.
You can't be like, ah, it's okay. Like, say it when you're real comfortable. No.
Tell her.
Like, if you don't want to marry me, then this is it.
Yo, and
there's nothing left we have to talk about.
And listen, I always try to say, like, what are the true, like, real differences between men and women, right? I narrowed it down to two things a couple weeks ago. One was they can't do nothing. They have to be doing something. Two was they clearly apparently don't know how to operate fucking toothpaste tubes. The third thing, apparently girls have the capability to say no in this scenario. Like, every guy in the world would probably just be like, again, if they were getting man-gaged, to go back to the last episodes, it'd be like, okay, yes.
Done.
Yes.
Done.
I don't know. I'll figure it out later.
And I'm not even saying yes. I think you've said, and other people on Twitter have replied to me, they've said, no, just say yes and then handle it in the car afterwards. I'm saying yes, and I'm fucking cannonballing into the marriage pool. I'm in. We're married. We're getting married. And it's just going to be, and look, and you know what? I'm going to be myself, and it's going to suck for you.
Clearly, you don't know me that well. You proposed when you didn't even know if I wanted to get married to you.
Dude, I'm just going to be me, and it's going to be fucking hellish for you. And you're gonna deserve that. And you're gonna, because you put me in a tough spot.
And you know what? That's marriage in general. That's proposing in general.
I'll marry you to spite you. That's that's what I'll do.
Girls don't realize too, though. This is what they basically do to us. That I'm saying, in that situation, surrounded by 50,000 fans at Fenway, whatever, 25,000 fans at Fenway, you just say yes, right? That is honestly how girls bully guys into proposing to them. It's like, she's going to be so annoying about this ring, and her family won't shut the fuck up about it, and everyone else around me is kind of getting married. I don't know. I'll just do it. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, it is the same thing.
And, you know, so, you know what? I guess it's just say yes, say no. I don't know. That's just fucking marriage. Yeah, the Louis C.K. had his latest special out, which is hilarious.
It's so, dude, when he's talking about killing yourself,
it's so funny.
He's speaking to my soul.
Yo, the whole thing speaks to my soul. All of it. Yo, he opens up with abortion. He goes into killing yourself. Somehow gets away with making fun of dogs. That's how you know your stand-up's really fucking funny. The bit about the dogs being when he's like, listen, I got two kids now. Fuck a dog. Like, I never thought I'd be there. I'm like, I don't know. Duncan, do whatever the fuck you want, man. Come, go, run away. I don't fucking care anymore. The way that Louis rips through all those, like, trigger topics and nobody even said a word, they just laughed. Incredible.
When he's doing the suicide bit and he's like, you don't have to do anything in life. You can just kill yourself.
You can always just kill yourself.
He's like, I get a proposal. You have jury duty next week. You have to come. No, nope. I don't. I'll kill myself.
But then, but the way he goes, out. He goes, you can do that once. You got one time. You can play that card once. But when he says, that's how love and marriage works. The problem with the world, let me tell you the problem with the world. They have this preconceived notion of what love and marriage is. It's just not right. Like, marriage is not for the rest of your life. Society should just agree that you should do it like two or three times. And then it wouldn't be such a big deal when you get a divorce. When he said, it's like a bubble. You see someone in the park, and they got one of those giant bubble things. Oh my God, look at the big bubble. And then it pops, and you're just like, oh, okay, it's gone. You're not like, oh no, the bubble's gone. That's what love and marriage is. That's so spot on. You find the person, you marry them, you eventually hate them, and you're miserable. And then, he says it. He's like, man, when you end it, when it's over, it's just the best. I can't imagine that. It's got to be awesome. Just be like, not doing this anymore. The fact that society doesn't really let people do that without shaming them
is
nuts.
I don't know about that. I think divorce is pretty accepted in this society. I think it's pretty
okay. Yeah, I guess you're right. You're not getting shamed for it, but the thought that it's still like a, oh, did you hear that so-and-so's getting divorced? And it's like, oh, really? Wow, they were only together for like 7 years. What? You've been with just this one person every fucking day for 7 years trying to like pay bills and raise kids and shit? Of course you've grown to hate that person. It's like a coworker. It's like, fuck it. Of course so-and-so's getting divorced.
I can't really speak to any of this, so I don't know. But yeah, it sounds about right. It sounds it's as a person who doesn't have a wife.
Why would you want one?
I watch it. I'm like, yeah, I can. That all that makes sense. I can see all that happening.
Or the flip side needs to be no. Oh, you know what? That's too bitter and jaded.
It's quite bitter and
the
jaded.
The flip side needs to just be that you accept it for what it is. Like you're not gonna be like hot and heavy forever. It's not. You're just gonna eventually be like, this is like the person I live with. And like we have to raise our kids together and shit. And everyone should be cool with that. Oh no, there's no more like passion in your marriage. No fucking kidding. I don't have passion for anything. Why would I have passion for this?
That's a great
right?
I don't have.
Like why am I supposed to be some like Casanova romantic? I don't do that shit for anything in my life.
I have passion for literally nothing. And you want me to have it for the person who yells at me all the time?
Exactly.
Why would I do
take
that?
A situation, make it totally unnatural and super difficult to manage, and be really passionate and happy about that until the day you die?
I mean,
okay,
look,
society.
To be fair, you're talking a lot about marriage. It also sounds a lot like you discussing the Mets, and you think you have a lot of passion for them.
Yeah. Well, similar, very similar situations where it's just like this is the way it's going to be, and. I can't. I'm not gonna divorce my wife. I'm not gonna divorce my Mets. I'm just gonna sit there and be like, "This is how it goes. That's how life is."
What if you just convince the Mets to not let you be a fan, kind of like how you convince the wife to divorce you?
Ooh.
Just keep like.
Like what if the Mets were like so blatantly like a dick to me that I had to be like, "Fuck this team."
Yeah.
That's what I need. I need the players to like call me out and be like, "We don't fucking want you." I'd be like, all right, good. I don't want you either.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. Finally.
Slamming the door on your way out.
Yeah.
I'm going to get cigarettes. I'll never be back.
That would be great. I would love the Mets to divorce me and my wife. But Mother's Day is coming up, so if you got a wife who bared your children for you, you got to get her a nice present. You got to get her, you know. The typical presents, they're nice, but get her something sweet. Get her something tasty. Get her some Sherry's Berries. They're huge, freshly dipped chocolate strawberries. That is a gift I can get behind. I don't need, you know, I don't need like a picture or anything like that. Give me some chocolate-covered strawberries that are just bangarang. It's only $19.99 plus shipping. Starts at that much. And you can double your berries for just $10 more. You get guaranteed delivery, and they are guaranteed to be fresh and arrive delicious or your money back. Right now, the only way to get this amazing deal is go to berries.com, berries.com. And like I said, you can get the deal starting at just $19.99. Use the promo code KFC when you click on the mic. The amazing deal won't last for long. You got to cover Mother's Day. You got to get them for your mom. Got to get them for your baby mama. Everybody in your life, order them right now to cover all your bases. Go to berries.com, promo code KFC for some berries at just $19.99. I got a question for you. I just need a straight up answer.
Okay. Probably not going to get it, but okay.
Can I get a minivan?
No.
Fuck, I was hoping you were going to say yes.
No, what
Tom,
the
can
fuck?
I get a minivan?
No.
Why? What?
Okay. Can I get a minivan?
You got it.
Yeah!
Why do you have to get a minivan?
Okay.
Minivans are like... to quote our favorite show, Brockmire, they're like email and baseball. They're just things we don't need anymore.
to even better quote, and this is why. Somebody tweeted me today. Getting a minivan is like killing yourself. You just think to yourself, it would just be so much easier that way. Because it would be. If I could just have a fucking minivan and just throw all my shit in there,
but you could just get
my kids
big SUV.
In. They're not the same, though. Like, they're loaded with TVs. Everything's electronic. Everything is basically designed to be like, yo, your shitty life as a parent, we're going to make all that easier. Like, you sit in a minivan, you're sitting in, like, the cockpit of a 747. It's legit as fuck. It's crazy that
you can do.
You know what the minivan is? It is the vehicle version of the fanny pack, and it should just be socially acceptable because it'd be so much easier.
But you, they make a socially acceptable version. It's called SUV. Like
No. I have a Jeep right now. It's a fucking disaster.
Why? You have
the door's too small. I want the sliding doors. I want it electronic. I need the TVs in the every minivan.
You can get
just
an SUV
with TV. Every minivan just comes with a TV and the headset in the headrest. Good. Done. Not to get it loaded or anything. That's just like the normal fucking shit. This is just the vehicle to make my life easier. And here's the real deal. Why should I not get a minivan? Tell me why. What's the main reason people say don't get minivans?
I don't know. I feel like you're still pretty conscious of the way you present yourself to the world. You like to wear nice clothes and nice shoes. A minivan is a huge downside of presenting yourself to the world.
You think that it would be... Also, by the way, you're talking to a man who used to drive a Fiat. So... Just keep that in mind. You think if I were to drive a minivan, it would like really knock my like personal...
I think it would really affect your personality. I think you as a man would be affected.
See,
I'm having a real heart-to-heart with you right now. I think it would change the way Kevin Clancy operates.
Okay. I think it is the most manly thing in the world.
See, I think that's quite the spins on that.
I'm going to spin right off this goddamn earth, John.
I think that's one of those, like, fucking a dude's one of the toughest things you can do.
Listen, it's a wrap for me. What do I fucking care if you're judging my car? I know is that my...
You care. All right, fine. All right, you want to do a little bet here? For the next 2 weeks, you show up to work every day in just sweatpants and shoes.
That's a little different.
Is it
because
though?
Yes, because
you're driving around in motorized sweatpants. It's just easier and it's comfortable.
Absolute day-to-day life. The majority, I'm all about just like making the majority of my life as easy and as good as possible. Will far outweigh the occasional dude being like, that guy's in a minivan. I don't give a fuck about you, dude. I don't give a fuck what you think about me and my car.
But you do.
I don't think I do. I mean, I'm already like being like, yo, let's get a minivan. My wife is the one who's like, we can't get a minivan. You're giving up on life. I'm like, of course I'm giving up on life. Do you see the one that we're living?
My mom had a minivan when I was younger because we have four kids. And
well, if I ever had four, like then I would 1,000,000,000% have a minivan.
Right.
Like if I have two,
four
I could
kids sounds like you need two minivans.
Yeah, we need like a goddamn train.
But I still remember like my dad's face. Every time he had to drive the minivan, we were just like, honey, take the kids to the hockey practice or something. Like, take my car so it fits all the hockey bags. And he'd just be like, fuck.
God damn it.
And I could just see it. It hurt him. It caused him physical pain that could be recognized by little children. Like, poor dad, I did this to him.
I don't think I would be that dude.
I think you're really dismissing SUVs too quickly. You can just get a big SUV with cockpit seats and
like
TVs.
Like a giant fucking Suburban?
Yeah.
I think those are like $100,000.
No!
Like what I need? Like a you don't know shit. Like if I need like a fully loaded fucking SUV.
I mean, I know they're not $100,000 cars. They're maybe like 50, 60. I know they're not 100 grand.
I think those sliding doors are fucking clutch, though.
I think you're nuts.
This can't possibly exist. It would prevent minivans from existing.
What?
These SUVs that just function exactly like a minivan. There's no reason to drive an ugly-ass minivan you actually can have something else that's the exact same thing.
Well,
just
what I've heard is room, cockpit seats, because you feel like you're in a spacecraft, and TVs. All of those things exist in SUVs.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you've saved me.
Also, quick little thing. I did have the TVs in that minivan, the one I spoke about earlier. Don't run those too much because the battery goes out. We had a real tough situation.
Oh, my God. That
waiting for a ferry to Martha's Vineyard. We were the first car in line, and I'd been in the back watching fucking, I don't know, like Braveheart, like some movie way beyond what I should be watching. And my parents had gone in for like to get some lunch. I was just sat there, and I just ran the car. And you want to see Dad piss. Piss Dad off. Fucking when he's driving a goddamn minivan with four kids and all their fucking shitty friends, and they're in front, and everyone's honking at him because they're holding up the ferry.
Yo, I'm just pushing my car in the water with my family in there at that point. Be like, that's it. We're all done here.
You got to get a minivan so I can get a minivan because I can't be the first.
What if I got like a dope minivan? Like a black on black tinted windows minivan.
That's even worse. Even worse, because that's like I'm
trying.
I'm trying, yeah. With my minivan.
You think that I, if I,
Like, what about when you just need to go out? Like, you just gotta go get milk. Like, I gotta fucking drive my shitty minivan.
I don't give a fuck.
You give a fuck. Yo, you give a fuck.
I can't tell you how little I give a fuck these days, man.
I disagree.
You would care, though, like, if there were, like, a company kickball game or softball game and you had to drive a minivan and John saw you. And when you're driving around Westchester, nobody recognizes you. You don't care then. But if you had to come.
What about all the stoolies tweeting pictures of you? You go on a family trip and you're at the Route 66 fucking gas station buying some shitty t-shirts and they're following you and you fucking misbehaving dog back to your minivan to tweet pictures and ridicule you.
Bro, you think what? People don't tweet pictures and ridicule me now?
Yeah, but
it's our lives.
But that's
I think I would wear that like a badge of honor. I think I'd spin that shit.
I think you'd try, I think you'd fail. I think there's no way. I don't think if it's possible to spin that, someone would have spun it by now. No one's really.
I think I'm that man.
No one's rebranded.
Yo,
minivan.
You think you're the one who can pull off a minivan and make it cool?
I think I can pull off not giving a fuck what you guys think about my minivan.
You did drive a Fiat.
Yeah. Again, $99 to park that shit. I'll drive a fucking lawnmower.
All right. Then do it. I've told you. You asked me an honest question. I gave you an honest opinion. Now I'm telling you, fucking do it, bitchy.
I couldn't
tell if I wanted to go bitch or pussy, so I went bitchy.
You think I could ever get laid if I was in a minivan? Let's assume I could, I don't know, cheat for some reason. Think if I pull up to a bar at a minivan.
Are you getting laid?
That's what I'm asking. Say I have a hall pass. And I roll out for the night in the minivan. Pull up to the bar, park the car. Boop, boop, do the little electronic doors.
Yeah, because any chick who decides to fuck you is a living minivan, and she's... She's already given
that
up.
That was mean.
That was the meanest thing I've ever heard.
She's like, whatever, I'll fuck this
the
guy.
The only girls that would fuck you are human minivans? Yo, you're right. I do give a fuck. That's it. That's it. That was five and a half years, meanest thing anyone's ever said to me. I said that I wouldn't care about tweets and ridicule. If you tweet me that the only people I could fuck is a human minivan, I'd care. That would cut me to the core. That one hurt.
You get to the parking lot, she's just like, yeah, this is par for the course. Of course this guy drives a fucking minivan.
She's like, well, I'm pot committed now. I guess I still got to fuck this guy.
That's one of those implication things. Like, I'm already in the parking lot, so I got to say yes or something bad might happen.
That's a good poll for the female listeners out there. Would you fuck a guy who drives a minivan?
Holler at us, girls. Let us know. Because I think we know. I think we probably know where that's going. But I think that there'll be some hot chicks out there who'll be like, I don't care. That dude's fucking sexy as shit. I don't care what he drives.
He looks like Tom Brady's retarded brother. I'll fuck him.
Hey, there's a lot of girls who'd fuck that guy no matter what he's driving, all right? Hey, see that poor guy over there? He doesn't even have a car. How about that, babe? How about that?
I got about me?
Fully tricked. Yeah. See that fucking poor guy, Feidelberg? Yeah, and he's got gum cancer. Come fuck me in my minivan. I'll fuck you in the minivan.
I don't have gum cancer. Don't start false lies.
Not yet. Basically,
as of 6 years ago, I didn't, so probably still good.
Like, you can't know if you don't get tested or whatever, right? Yeah, that's my summer right now, is pulling Vine off of my house, which, by the way, I mean, that's terrible.
Why didn't you hire a Mexican?
Well, here's what happened. I kind of backed myself into a corner on that one. I've been spending, like, way too much money on this fucking house, and I was kind of, and, like, The landscapers, it would have been like another $200.
Landscapers,
they make shit up.
Let's get them out of the paint real quick. Landscapers, I'm not a fan.
Why not?
They make too much noise. Make a lot of fucking noise. And
it's not a quiet business.
It's just like if you're a landscaper, you shouldn't be allowed to use leaf blowers. That's performance enhancing drugs.
Get a rake.
Get a rake. Yeah. Be quiet back there. Fucking watching TV and the air conditioning. But I had a bad experience with landscapers.
Oh, Jesus. Were you touched by one?
No. No, it was... Actually, this was like one of the first blogs I ever wrote on Barstool. And ever since then, I've been anti-landscapers. The dude came into my house and just shit. Like, well, I was sitting there. I was sitting in the living room, sitting in the kitchen. And this guy comes into my house. And I was home for the weekend. I lived in New York at the time, so I didn't really... I don't know, maybe like they had a relationship with my parents or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like it's a
you
guy.
Didn't question he's coming in.
Yeah, so he comes in and just walks by me, like as I imagine, like Paris Hilton walks by bouncers, just like, you're scum. Get out of my fucking way.
Not even gonna
acknowledge
you.
Doesn't even acknowledge me. In my own home. And goes into the bathroom, which is right by the kitchen, and I hear his belt buckle hit the floor. And I'm like, this motherfucker better be pissing like a 6-year-old. Like, there's no way he's taking his shit in my house right now, is there? Just a fucking landscaper just walked by me, motherfucked me on the way, and just
pooped in your toilet.
And threw his down his pants with, like, power.
Like yeah, that's right.
This is my bathroom.
You ever been in, like, a public bathroom and you give a little, like, so people know you're in there?
Yeah.
That's what that guy was doing. Like, yeah, that's right. Clanking on the floor.
I'm shitting.
Taking a shit.
Walked out, never said anything to me. That was it. And then I asked my parents, I was like, what's the deal with the fucking landscapers shitting in the house? And they were like, what? I was like, I figured he was your friend or
something. I mean, the problem, though, what's that guy supposed to do?
I don't.
Shit your pants?
Not shit in my house.
I mean, if he's working at your house and he's got a shit.
Shit in the yard, clean it up.
That's what you're basically doing anyway. Yeah. Might as well.
Just next to the dog shit and then pick it up.
Well, the reason I painted myself into the corner is that I decided that was where I was going to draw the line. Like, listen, we're spending too much money. Another $250 for the. I can do the ivy myself. And Kate was like, like, okay. And then at some point, I remember being like, oh, those guys didn't like pull off the ivy. And she was like, remember, like you told them not to. And she was like, I don't know why you do that. Like, you can't do that. I was like, oh, I can't do that. I can't pull the ivy off the fucking house. I'm pulling the ivy off the house. It was not enjoyable. So
how long did it take?
Like an hour.
That's not too long.
No.
I was thinking this was like a full Saturday project. Kevin was out there in his white tee and cut off jean shorts with a beer. Like, no. I thought you were going real man mode.
No, it was like 90 minutes. I'll give myself 90 minutes. It sucked. But yeah, it wasn't like a home improvement project. But it still sucked. So that's what I'm doing with my summer. And the only thing that is basically keeping me somewhat alive as I live vicariously through the others is the heat that has come out recently. There are several candidates. Well, no, there's one candidate for Song of the Summer. We already proclaimed it. But any other year, we would have like a photo finish for what is Song of the Year. We're going to bring you through the hottest tracks that just dropped recently. We've already put out the official declaration that I'm the one with Khaled, Bieber, Quavo, Chance and Wayne is the official song of the summer. There's no doubt about that.
None.
No doubt about this.
It was 3 seconds into the song, you're just like, yeah,
done.
This is a moneymaker.
It's perfect. It's literally a perfect summer song. Looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. Perfect chorus. Perfectly delivered by Biebs. Perfect beat. It's so simple. It's almost like Temptation, just like boom. Boom, boom. Real simple, that little...
Throw an angelic voice on it, and it's gold.
And then every verse brings it.
I've heard this song, and this is actually the number one need for Song of Summer. First of all, it's got to make you feel happy. It's got to make you think, like, this would be so much better if I had a beer in my hand and it was outside, whatever. It checks all those boxes. But it's also one, you can't get sick of it.
Yep. This song is unsickable.
Think about some of the songs of summer. It's like, what was it, Fetty Wap? What was that one? What was like Fetty Wap's first song? 1738.
No. The other one.
I was
trap
cooking
queen.
Pies
trap
with
queen.
My baby. Yeah.
She my trap queen.
Anytime that song comes on, you're still like, yup.
It still
goes. Call me maybe. Fucking, what was last summer's?
Call me, Closer.
Closer. Anytime those come on, I'm just like, yes, all right.
Call me maybe, though, was probably the last time. When I first heard I'm the One, I was like, oh, this is going to change my life. Like, my life will be, like, before and after. That happened with Call Me Maybe, too.
Call Me Maybe is still, like... I mean,
that shit goes!
It's still so fucking good.
And this song will be... I will listen to this song from now until the end of time.
Yeah, it's actually...
And I feel like there's this little movement going on, this, like, hipster vibe of people who want to say it's not that good. No.
But that's the thing...
It's a phenomenal beat with the best pop star in the world right now and three verses from, like, the current and long-term greats of rap.
The thing with these songs is the people who say, like, Coley, that fucking big idiot.
That
who
big
here,
fucking ogre.
He's like, oh, it's not that good. Listen to it once. That's fine because you're like a music fan, right? So, like, fuck you. Your opinion doesn't matter for Song of Summer. It's much like the people who are like, Fast and Furious isn't a good movie.
I know.
Fuck you.
But
this
listen.
Checks all the boxes. Like, Call Me Maybe, some fucking person who at the Grammys isn't going to be like, this is a great artistic song. No, it's a catchy fucking beat that puts me in a good mood. That's all I care about.
I agree with everything you're saying. I think that you're still selling Call Me Maybe and I'm the One Short, though. I think they're good songs. I think they're, like, very good. They're good verses. They're a great hook. It's a good beat. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
I agree with that. I totally do. But, like, the person who wants to put on fucking Big L at the party because
right.
Wayne's not speaking to the movement enough right. or whatever. Like, fuck you, man. You're not going to like this
dude,
song.
Dude, somebody was like, there's too much auto-tune on Lil Wayne's voice. Like, no fucking kidding.
Yeah.
That's the whole fucking industry now. We're going to talk. We're going to be worried about auto-tune in 2017? Of course. Yeah.
It's fucking, people who genuinely like someone who liked the artist isn't going to like Fast and Furious.
Right.
Someone who likes fucking The Pimp a Butterfly or whatever, like, who thinks that's, like, the greatest black experience ever, description of the black experience. Like, this song's not for them. This song's for someone at a pool with a piña colada and who wants to get drunk and have fun.
This song is for Firefest, for the people in the Bahamas with the bottle of tequila.
That, I would have turned Firefest the fuck up with an aux cord and a bottle of tequila and an Instagram model.
I swear to God, I must have listened to this song, no exaggeration, 100 times this week.
It's amazing.
It was on straight repeat the whole time.
Yeah.
And somebody said this song's too busy. Oh, like, oh, yeah, there's too many mega fucking superstars on the song. You're right.
Look,
the guy with, like, the best voice and three of the best rappers all had good verses. Very busy. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to keep roping Fast and Furious into this, but, oh, there are too many great, awesome actors in Fast and Furious. There's too much Vin Diesel and The Rock. You fucking, like, no, there's not. There's a perfect amount of them. And it makes beautifully.
If it wasn't for I'm the One, the song of the summer would still belong to Biebs because he just completely hijacked Despacito.
Despacito.
Despacito had a run of, I think for me, 1 week where I was like, this is the song of the summer. And then Biebs just did it again to him.
He's a monster.
He's a fucking monster. It drives me nuts that Dave was like right all along about him when he was being like a prick in the early days. Like,
everyone's like, oh,
it.
he's going to fall off. He's going to blow out, whatever.
Yeah. Nah. This Despacito. The statistics on this song, it's literally the most popular Spanish song since the Macarena. It is the only mostly fully Spanish song to make it into the top 10 of Billboard since the Macarena.
Dude, like, how are you not standing up right now and just shaking your hips? Like, you hear the background, it's like, oh, give it to me, girl.
Despacito. Yo, when he goes un poquito, poquito.
Dude, I like when they just yell. I just yell all the time now. Sube, sube, sube. I don't know what it means. This gets me jacked the fuck up. Sube, sube, sube.
Yo, they put this song out, and like a bunch of Spanish people liked it, but nobody really cared. And then Biebs came in and just culturally appropriated the fuck out of it, and it's now in the running for Song of the Summer.
Dude, it's
that is.
What's it about? No one knows.
I don't know.
This song could be about killing all white people.
Which sometimes they are. Like, sometimes you listen to like those reggae songs and shit, and it's like burn gay people, and everyone's like, yeah, give me a Bud Light. Like,
do
yeah,
the horn thing. Do the something.
Bump a clot. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, no, gay people are terrible. Oh, I didn't realize that. Nobody knows what it's about. Nobody cares. I don't fucking know. Same thing as Danza Kaduro. I don't know what that shit's about. All I know is it's heat.
It's like making a blind person love a movie. Is what this song does.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm listening to, but
I love it.
Just fantastic.
The Spanish folks, I don't think are happy about it.
Why?
I think they're kind of like, I mean, this song is good, but like Daddy Yankee's made this song 1,000 times before, and nobody cares.
Oh, without Bieber, I don't give a fuck about
right,
this song.
Exactly. So now, like, the white boy comes on, and it's top 10. But they should just be like, I don't know, how about I put Bieber on all my songs then?
Yeah, be a smart businessman. He did culturally appropriate Spanish language, though, so that's kind of fucked up.
Hey, I think he hit the accent pretty well, man. I took Spanish.
Oh, he did it really well. He did it so well that at parts, I
wasn't. He almost does that Castilian thing a couple times with the TH, you know?
Ooh, Castilian,
oh, yeah.
Castilian look
accent.
At you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mrs. Snyder. She had that accent in 11th grade. So there has been chatter that Despacito is the song of the summer. It's an awesome song. I'm going to love it. It's just not.
It's just not.
It was trumped by the same dude just doing a better song. So while I love it, settle down with that talk. After that, there's two more songs that really would ordinarily be probably songs of the summer in their own right. The new Ellie Goulding and Kygo shit.
This song bangs. I don't think this was ever going to get Song of Summer going, but this song's heat.
Ellie Goulding and Kygo is a big duo to get together.
Yeah, but he also just had the Selena Gomez one. That one's awesome.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that was probably just released a little too early.
That's
the
problem.
It's a lot of timing with Song of the Summer.
You gotta wait for May. It's gotta be May. If you're,
I mean, there's a reason why a lot of these songs came out like that same day.
Yeah,
they must have done the research or whatever, where it's like this is the day to put it like exactly this many days before Memorial Day or whatever. There's a science to Song of the Summer, no doubt about it.
Because it has to be still hot. In fact, I might even wait a week because it has to still be really hot for Memorial Day weekend. Because then everything that happens on Memorial Day weekend like defines summer.
I hear that. I can get down with that.
But this, I mean, this. I'm the one will still be hot by Memorial Day, but I might even wait till 2 weeks before, 2 or 3 weeks before.
The Kygo just made Firestone again. They just like slowed it down. If you listen to those same beats, you know Firestone. You absolutely know Firestone, and I don't blame it one bit. I would just recycle that shit too. I don't know. I think Ellie would be up there. I think she's had, you know, like Burn and those shits were like big.
Burn fucked.
Burn was, I don't know if it was during the summer. It was the song of whatever season. I remember Gaz saying, he was like, at one point I thought Burn was the greatest song of all time.
Then it definitely wasn't Song of Summer. Fucking guy.
And then the last one to wrap it up. A lot of people chattering that this is better than I'm the One. Also crazy. Calvin Harris, Frank Ocean, Migos, Slide.
This song doesn't do it for me at all.
At all?
No.
You know what this song sounds like? This is a good wedding song. Not like your first dance.
Right,
but just like a
dance floor.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. It sounds like almost like September-ish, you know what I mean? Like a little Earth, Wind, and Fiery kind of.
Yeah, I take back not doing it for me at all. But like, I could definitely.
You do the wedding dance. You do the white people like wedding dance.
Yeah, I can feel it a little bit. I can feel that going. But it's.
But that's not Song of the Summer material.
It's the same conversation. It's crazy to even talk about.
And they threw Migos on there, and that's fine. They're riding the hot hand. I get it. And there's that little, like, you know. I get it. I like it.
That's right. That's very good.
Yeah, no. I know. But people who think that. You know what that is? That's people who are like, it's Frank Ocean. This is a song. It's real. Fucking jerk me off.
Suck a dick.
Take my dick and jerk it off.
Lil Wayne, rhyme record with record 3 times.
Say yet 3 times in the course of 3 seconds. It's just the best.
And
it's maybe the best song I've ever heard.
Also, just the visual connection. Like, you make this video and you drop it the same day to have everyone be like, oh, beach parties, chicks in bikinis with big fat titties. This is going to be awesome.
Fat titties on horses.
I can't wait to be bumping this in my fucking minivan.
Yeah, Tom's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
Passion Fruit, it would be. It came out too soon. I mean, it'll be everywhere.
Did it come out like right around Slide?
I guess it probably did. I feel like Passion Fruit was too quick. I also feel like Passion Fruit is just the song that they have on in the W Hotel lobby all the time.
Yeah.
It's just like that's that like one beat that's just on loop forever. Like if Drake doesn't make that, it's not that big of a song, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. It'll be on a summer playlist.
No
but
doubt.
It's not the big.
But again,
it's not the headliner.
Everyone's coming in second place to I'm the One. All right, time to get into this week's segment of For the Boys. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek, it's for the boys. Get your boys some tickets. You got a bachelor party to go to. You want to take your dad to a ball game. You want to hang out with your buddies. SeatGeek is the best way to get those tickets online on the secondary market for the best price available and the most safe guaranteed tickets out there. It's a easy-to-use app that puts all the tickets available on the secondary market into one easy-to-read chart so you know exactly what you're going to get. That means you know whether the front row seat that you're paying for, while it might be expensive, it might be a good deal relative to the other tickets. Meanwhile, back row nosebleed seat the price might be jacked up. You're seeing all the other tickets around you for sale, so you know you're going to get the best bang for your buck. They also do concerts. And it's easy to do. You find your event, you find your seat, you click buy, bingo, bango, you got yourself a ticket. Right now, if you use the promo code KFC, you're going to get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So download the free SeatGeek app, go to settings, click add a promo code, enter KFC, and get $10 off that first SeatGeek purchase. Whether it's a concert, comedy ticket, theater tickets, sports, they've got it all. It's SeatGeek, promo code KFC. Today's For the Boys ties in directly with the JJO movement, which I started originally joking that it's a movement, and I think it's actually become a movement now. The wristbands are actually selling, and they were the word from our analytics team was that it was the third most searched term in our store. It was Darty, Sorry, and JJO. Which is just like, you guys are all such fucking idiots.
It's three words that just we made up. So people are just actually just searching to find out what the fuck it means.
So people not wearing the bracelets. We've preached the good word of JJO forever. Now it's just been formalized. But this weekend, I got a snap sent to me. It was four girls, all with the bracelets on, with their hands like in a square. And she snapped it and sent it to me and said, "From girls who hate boner brain." And I was like, I'm in a pretzel here. Because boner brain is what makes Power of the Pussy. Those two things go hand in hand. That's like peanut butter and jelly. The reason one exists is, I mean, without boner brain, girls don't rule the world. So I was like, what are you talking about? You should love boner brain. You guys have been exploiting boner brain since fucking caveman times. That's how you get all the shit you want, because we want to put our boners in you. She came back and was like, no. Girls hate boner brain because that's when you say all the cute shit and you make all the promises and you're the guy we want you to be, and then you nut and that all goes away. And I was like, huh. Interesting.
So she'd rather guys just jerk off and be assholes to them.
Correct.
Because then they're being real.
Correct.
She doesn't want that either.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. I was like, listen, I understand. There's two sides to every boner. I see what you're saying. But the alternative of no boner brain isn't that great for it either. So you might as well have the power of the boner brain pussy.
Yeah, if you can't handle it, my flaccid penis, you don't deserve me, my boner brain. Marilyn Monroe said that.
The only thing I can think, for the boys here, when you're trying to figure out the enigma that is girls' brains, it's an interesting thing to keep in mind from their perspective. But like you said, the alternative is like, all right, you want me to just jerk off and then like not even take you out at all?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, oh, boner brain. Like, hey, girl, I got a reservation at the best restaurant. It's all on me. Then we're going to take like a long walk together and we're going to like drink a bottle of champagne during the sunset on a picnic with flower petals everywhere. And then I jerk off. I'm like, never mind. I'm not going to do anything.
That's why there's four girls all hanging out with each other instead of any of them on dates, because all their boyfriends jerked off.
girls, really, you should never let your guy jerk off.
You know how
you're never going to get anything.
You know how they say, like, sleep on it? Like,
Jerk
off on it. Imagine if that was, like, a girl's response every time, like, hey, I got us tickets to the show. Jerk off on it. I come out of the bathroom 5 minutes later with two tickets on fire in my hands.
Be like, guess what? Guess what we're not doing anymore? I mean,
if I jerked off on anything other than a fucking dirty towel, I'm coming out and we're not doing it anymore. Like, whatever the plan was.
I mean, whatever the plan was, even if it's something I don't really mind, once I jerk off, I don't want to do anything.
Nothing.
So, girls, be careful. You're playing with fire here. I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to... I tried to hijack the Power of the Pussy. You're trying to hijack the JJO movement. That is a game you do not want to play.
It's like when women do this shit in...
Keep buying those bracelets, though.
Yeah,
girls, guys, I don't give a fuck. Everybody buy the bracelet.
In, like, third world countries, occasionally you'll hear a story about how women in a neighborhood are ganging up and they're refusing sex until a road is built. I'm using this like it's happened all the time. I remember it happening
once,
in one instance.
Once,
yeah, like
Brazil.
5 years ago.
It was like Brazil, I think.
Yeah.
Sex strike. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's blogger brain right there.
Yeah. But like if girls did this where they just decided like, you know what? Guys, stop having boner brain. You are going to be...
sorely disappointed.
Yeah, you're going to be upset with what the results are.
Boner brain honestly keeps humanity rolling. Like, we would never procreate. We'd never... I'd just be like, I don't want to do that.
Boner brain is the only reason I shower. It's the only reason I put on clothes that I like.
It's almost the only reason I have a brain. It's like the only time my brain is working.
You know
how
humans only use 10% of their brain? 9.9% of it is just boner brain. 0.01 remembers old stories to make broad generalizations about people.
Yeah. So, girls... I mean, do whatever you want. My whole goal here was to take the Power of the Pussy away. You want to encourage the movement? By all means, go do it. But I think this is going to end poorly for you. Like, the whole, I just want you to, like, be up front and honest with me. That never works. Like, just get rid of your boner brain and just tell me how you really feel. Like, okay, I don't really want to hang out with you much. Jerked off, here's my answer. I'd rather be around other people than you. How'd that work out for you? Right? Hey, I can watch the game with my buddies, or I can hang out with you. I choose my buddies.
That's a little tip for girls, though. Like, if a guy's in the bathroom for a little while, as soon as that door opens, hit him with the questions you really want the answers to. You're probably going to get an honest answer.
You will get the, yeah. You're like, put an ear up. You maybe hear a soft ruffle of porn out of an iPhone. That's when you can get that guy at his
do
most honest.
Do you watch? Do you go volume with it?
I've said this before. I do one stick, and I do this thing. I go ear, eyes, ear, eyes, ear,
I
eyes.
Didn't know you do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's, no that's my go-to way. Move. I got to have a little sound because, John, yeah, I like to hear those weird noises, like the strange noises that I'm into. So I have the phone in front of my eyes, and I'm watching, and I'm like, what's she saying?
Kev,
oh, okay,
Kev,
what's her favorite position? Okay, and then back to my eyes. I'm trying to listen to the girls do porn interview in the beginning. I'm trying to hear the guy be like, okay, spread your ass cheeks. All that stuff. All that good stuff.
What about headphones?
Much like minivans, it's like I can't be bringing headphones into the bathroom. I can't be that guy.
I've been that guy.
I mean, what if I got my headphones in and there's like a goddamn fire in my house?
This is simple solution. One ear. Next question.
That's true.
The danger with one ear though is you got to watch where the other one's swinging.
Yeah.
you sling that thing over your back. That's
keep it out of the way. It's like a tie when you're eating dinner.
Like, what was it? Do your ears hang low?
Yeah.
Can you throw it over your shoulder? Throw that other earphone over your shoulder. Make sure it's not hitting fucking toilet bowl water or some other shit, you know?
I think it's almost like I like playing with wooden bats. I don't want aluminum bats. I want to keep it real. I'm going to have my phone do my ear thing.
I want to keep it real with watching fucking porn on my handheld device. Dude, you want to play with a wooden bat, get yourself a fucking smut magazine.
True. If I'm going to be really true to that game, I hear that. Maybe I will.
I don't think you will.
No, I won't.
I don't think you will.
I'm just going to keep listening to my porn on one stick of volume. That's all.
What if I gave you like a fucking, like an MP4 or MP3 of porn? You could just jerk off to that?
Perhaps. Bro, I'll tell you right now, I could jerk off to anything. I could jerk off to nothing.
See, I'm not with you on that one.
You got low libido. What are you, some sort of fucking gay? You need porn to get your dick hard? I just think about shit and make it hard. You fucking pussy.
Dude, I've desensitized myself to just
about everything.
Just about everything. I need like a new genre to be invented real quick.
Yeah, I'm about that, by the way. We need the porn game to
step it up.
Step it up for sure. All right, this is getting too weird. We're going to call it a day. We're getting out of here. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at KFC Radio. We're trying to grow that page. Me and Fights have been doing green screen viral videos. Check us out on Snap, all that other shit. Follow us on Twitter at KFC Radio. We'll catch you guys later this week. And your looks just the same without no makeup. Had to pull up on your mama, see what you made of. Ain't gotta worry about them commas, cause my cake up. You can ride inside my life on that fame bus. Cause I promise when we step out, you'll be famous. Modern day Bunny and Clyde, what they named us. Cause when we pull up, all angles. Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie, no. I'm the one, yeah.